All right, so just trying to work on the basic problem of Nitzuk. Is Nitzuk a Chibur or not? So what is the Ri's? The Ri is coming in with a Chiddush, no? Coming in he's trying to come in with a Chiddush. Trying to explain, what do we mean that Nitzuk is a Chibur? Right? What do we mean that Nitzuk is a Chibur? And what's his idea? The Ri, the Ritva. The Ritva, right? What's the Ritva doing? I mean, he's Mefarish. He's trying to explain something. He's trying to add and to clarify an idea of Nitzuk being a Chibur. So what is his clarification? What is his idea? What's his idea? That what? We were discussing it a little bit yesterday. That what? That what do we mean it's a Chibur?
It's a Tarovis.
Tarovis. So the problem is, what is the idea of Taroves, and what is the idea that he's excluding? It's not totally clear. Like, is he just when he says it's Lomi Din Maga, is that just like an impossibility? He's just telling you it's not possible to be Maga. What would it mean to be Maga? It's just not clear to me. What is he excluding, and what is his? It's like he makes his move. It's not Midin Maga, it's Midin Chibur. And now he has a whole slew of things that work out. Right? Yeah. So let's I hear what you're saying. I like the first part you're saying. Let's start slowly over here. Let's just try to understand what's the issue? What's the issue that we're grappling with over here? Right? I mean, the Ritva is answering a question. He's answering something. What's the basic underlying issue of Nitzuk? I mean, if you look through the Shulchan Aruch, the Tur, the Rashba, the Torah Sabbath, it's incredibly complicated. The Shitas, incredibly complicated and confusing. All the permutations of the Shitas. But let's just try to work on the basic point. What do we mean when we say Nitzuk is a Chibur? What's the inyan of the sugya? Yeah, Johnny, you can say something?
I was thinking that just from the...
So the main problem is, what's the nature of the Isser? Isn't that the main problem? I mean, like Sammy was saying, if I have a piece of treif, I have a piece of nevela, so the nevela is Isser, that's Pashut, and then it falls into my food, right? So now, there are two possibilities when it falls into the food, right? Falls into the food and I can't find it. Or falls into the food and I can find it, right? So let's say I can't find it. So then it's obviously a problem of what? Of a Tarovis. Right? I'll get back to you in a minute. It's a problem of Tarovis.
That's not Nimuah, like
whatever, I can't find it, it's not distinguishable for whatever reason. Nimuah certainly would be the case. So I have basically a clear issue of what? Of the Isser is misplaced inside of my heter, so I can't, I have to deal with it. Bittel, not bittel, whatever the case may be. But it's an inyan of tarovas, it's an inyan of mixture. There's a clear cause to the Isser in my heter, because there's a tarovas, there's Isser mu'urav in it. Right? It's lost in it. And even if I can pull out the piece, what do I still have an issue of? I have an issue of the tam being mixed in. But basically, in all ordinary cases of Isser and Heter, where you're starting out with something that's mutter, and because of its contact with the Isser, it becomes Usser, we've never seen a case other than an actual mixture of the Isser into the Heter, and that's why the Isser becomes, that's why the Heter becomes Usser. Right? Up until this type of a sugya, if you learned any, right, you guys doing a little, it's always because an isser actually mixed into your heter. Right? If I had just two cold pieces of isser and they touch, there's nothing to talk about. As long as I can find it again, there's nothing to talk about. Why? Because the substance is not mixed in, and since it's cold, there's no tam mixed in. So basically, everything we've learned up till now tells us the only way for your heter to become usser is because isser is present in there to some degree. But this case is wild, right? I mean, this case is wild. I have heter, pure heter in the top of my cup, pure iser in the bottom, iser in the bottom, and I pour it in, and now I say nitzik is a chibor, and the stuff on the top is also too. Whoa, from what? Chibor is very nice. Chibor is very nice. But it's basically like Sammy was saying. I mean, it's true, it was a chibor, but now I stopped. I've separated them again. I mean, how is it different than two things touch and separate? I mean, okay, the stuff that falls into the bottom, I don't need to say nitzagon. That stuff is really murav. I'm worried about the stuff that's just connected to it. But whoa. What does connected do? What does it do? Okay. Yeah. What does it do? So before we answer the question, or attempt to answer, so we were looking at the Ritva, right? You guys are looking at the Ritva? Yeah. So the Ritva says that, go ahead. Let's take up the Ritva then. Okay, but before we define it, actually, let's just think about one more point. Question is, what is the chumra of nitzik? It was basically the Gemara seems to conclude that for tumah and tara, we don't really have this idea of nitzik, right? It's not a universal concept, nitzik. So, and it doesn't apply by other isurim, right? It doesn't apply by other isurim. So it would seem that it does have to do with the chumra of yayin nesach that we discussed earlier on in the very very first sugi of the parak, right? Was the idea that there is a certain chumra of yayin nesach. It's chumra de yayin nesach. Yeah. So well, like the Ran says that. It's a lesod davos kochavim. It's like an attached, some sort of an attachment to idolatry, right? That's the whole idea of yayin nesach, that it comes from something that's used as a part of a bazaar, and Torah's objective is to obliterate the bazaar. So it's not just stam and iser, right? It's not just stam and iser. It's not like an inyan of kashrus. The meaning of kashrus is to express a certain ideal of self-control, of kedusha, of precious, right? But the particulars are not as important. Could have been a different choice of like the Gemara says. The Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Mali nechira, Mali shchita, what's the difference? Does it really make a difference if you? Does it really make a difference? The Gemara says, does it really make a difference if you stab an animal in the back of the neck or you cut it in the front of the neck? Does that matter to God? Does that really make a difference? He says, no. The ikar is that you have to have a mitzvah. It has to be a method. It has to be shmiras a mitzvah. It has to be a mitzvah itself. That's the kedusha. The kedusha is that there's a mitzvah, and you're following the you're following your mind. You're following the Dvar Hashem. The ikar there is the Dvar Hashem itself. Right, but that's not true by Yayin Nesach. Right? It's not true by things that have to do with the Avodah Zarah. It's not just an arbitrary. It wasn't just picked arbitrarily as an expression of Shmiras Mitzvah. It's the whole identity of Avodah Zarah itself is Mos, right? Like the Ram says in the Mora that the only time the expression of Charonaf is used is by by Avodah Zarah. Okay, everyone has a problem with Moshe, but okay, that's their problem. But that's the idea. There's the Charonaf means an intrinsic evil for man. So it makes sense to say that we extend and we go further by Isurim of Yayin Nesach than we do by Stam cases, and it even makes sense to say that something that's not literally or naturally in halachic terms a chibor whatever that means, we're still not sure, but that something that's not, you know, a chibur for mikvos, for instance, we can be machmir and say that although it's not a chibur halachically on its own right, because of association to Avodah Zarah, we'll consider this a chibur too. In other words, the need to be distant from it, the need to be marchik it, will therefore include even things that are not strictly a chibur. Even this kind of an association, halachically we push away. Right, like we discussed earlier in the year, the Rambam says that that's why Isser Hanah, the whole idea of Isser Hanah, not to have any association, not to feel any benefit from Avodah Zarah. So it makes sense that in this particular area we'll say that Nitzuk could be a chibur. Because you could even say that in a certain psychological way you feel that there's some connection. It doesn't need to work on a strict halachic basis anymore, because there's an idea of breaking your association, or of not being desensitized, or of enforcing a concept of being bodil mine, right? Like many people, sometimes people cross the street, right? Cross the street not to walk past the church, right? It's to keep up that vigilance against it, to keep it in your mind. If every day you walk past, then it just becomes like another building. It becomes like another thing. It becomes normal. It becomes like a normal thing. Once it becomes normal, that's already entered into a different realm. You have to keep it as a thing to be away from. So even a chibur, even if it's in some sense, maybe from a certain view of Adam, like we said the other day, that Nitzuk does have a certain, you do look at a Nitzuk as a structure, you don't look at it as a random accumulation of water molecules. We look at a stream of water as like an entity. So it makes sense to say that in this realm we can extend the ideas of chibur beyond what the strict halachic definitions would be in terms of tumah and tahara. And even in the sense, and since we do consider it a stream as a thing, pouring as a connection in some sense. So it's considered like a chibur, but that's all very nice. But halachically, but what happens now is that there's a good halachic cause. There's no question. There's a good halachic reason to aser the yayin in your cup that has a chibur to the yayin esach in the bottom. That's a very good. There's definitely a good reason for it. But the question is, what's the din? How do we halachically formulate such an issur? What status do we give the yayin in the top? That's what the Ritva is bothered with. What's the status of the yayin in the top? By what mechanism is it usur? How is it usur? Very nice to say it should be usur, but how is the issur formulated and how is it accomplished? So Johnny is saying that what? So what are you saying, Johnny? You're saying so the Ritva clearly says it's a din of tarovas. Just out of curiosity, now at this point, what would be the other possibility? So he's saying it's either like a maga idea or a tarovas idea, and he's firm that he believes it's a tarovas idea. But what are the two possibilities now? Now that we're thinking about it, what are the two possibilities? In other words, it would seem yes, Brian. See, the problem is that that what we're saying is really there is no natural mechanism, there is no natural idea of Isser to extend to the top cup, because it doesn't really there's no Taroves and there's no real din of There's no din of tarovas here. There's no true din of tarovas here. So you could say that the contact itself, that through the contact itself, we just extend the shame of the bottom one to everything in the top. In other words, we just deem it all the same. Because there is no mechanism. If I have Isser in my hands and I throw it into my food, so then I'm not, I don't need it, there's no, then it's naturally Usser because of the Tarovus itself. But over here there's no natural mechanism of Isser, because none of the Yayin is going into my Yayin. So it's like halachic fiat, that it's Usser. Right? But what does that mean? So you could say Pashut, that it simply means that the chibur, via chibur, we give everything that's mechubar to it one din of yayin nesach. That would be, I think that's what he means, like a din of maga. And there are shitas like that. I mean, the Rambam seems old like that. The Rambam doesn't have any of these fancy kulas, right? And the if you look in the Torah of Bias and the Shulchan Aruch. That's the Ravid's. The Ravid's Shita seems like that. Very machmir. Yeah. But the Ritva is interesting. He says, what din did they give it? That he doesn't like that idea. But his idea is a little bit difficult. Right? His idea somehow is, not that they deem it all the same, but as a tarovas. See, it, in a certain sense, it's more difficult, his idea. Because to say that it all has one identity, okay, I understand. You want to say chibor means connection. Connection means that we treat it all the same. But, so that's already somewhat of a fiction. I can understand that. But to say that we'll treat it like it's really mixed in, that's like a double, to me that seems to be like a double thing already. Because you're already, it's like you're positing a reality of mixed in. I don't know. What do you think?
What is the idea you're saying for...
See, the Ritva seems to say, I mean, the way I'm trying to interpret the Ritva would mean like this. You would say that he, what was bothering him is like this. Why is it not maga? What does he mean there's no maga by lach? Right? So he means to say that in order to say that it's really all the same, it would have to be via a mechanism, there would have to be a reality of connection. In other words, the idea of saying that the yayin in the top and the yayin in the bottom are one would only come via an idea of connection.
Hold on.
But then he's saying, but that does. There's no reality of connection by lach b'lach. There's no reality of connection by lach b'lach. There's just mixing. So therefore, he's saying that I think I'm agreeing with you in the end.
I just don't understand what you're saying.
In other words, maybe the river's trying to say like this: that what do we do? I thought this is what you were saying: that we look at the process of the connection. We look at the nature of the chibur. And we give that shame to the whole, to all the components. So he's saying that the only thing you can say about the two liquids is that they mix at some point. So we can deem the whole substance, we can deem the whole system via the chibur as a mixed, as a din of mixture. But you can't view it as one. Because there's no chibur, there's no true joining of two things. There's no true connection of a maga that I'll say via the touching we consider them all as one. because they don't have their individuality. They never there's no like fusing of two things with liquids. Can't say the two things. Can't say that this stream is now appended to this body. That's not true. It's a constant mixing. You know what I mean? It's not like if I take something and I attach it to another body, I can say it's now it's bottled to the other thing. That you could say. You could say it becomes bottled to the other thing and becomes subsumed unto the other one. But all you can say is there's an interaction between the two at the point of connection. So the shame that we give to the whole thing is a shame of nis'arev zeh bezeh. In other words, we'll extend the reality of where they're meeting, we'll extend that shame over the whole thing. But there's no shame of a maga, there's no shame that you can derive and say it's all one joint. You can't say it's like two that have been fused together. There's no independent things that I could say. Two independent things have been joined. So therefore, all we treat it as is a. We give it the status of tarovus. But then he wants to say that now that all it has is a shame of a nisarev. That's where he's very interesting, right? Then he wants to say that you have to look at the top part. All you can say about the top part is it has a din of being this arev with what's in the bottom, right? But you can't say it has a reality of being this arev with what's in the bottom. So any dinim that have to do with so the only issur that's going to come from it is isurim that are totally in the shame of nisariv. And in the end, he basically concludes there's only one thing like that. And that is an isur mashu. But if it's an isur of a type of a taroves, then the type of taroves, there's no type of this taroves. You understand? You can't say it's a taroves of nesinas tam. You can't say it's a taroves of nesinas tam, for instance, because all we can extend is the shame taroves itself. That there is a shame of taroves from the bottom. We can extend it to everything else, but any iser that's totally on not just shame taroves but a certain quality to that taroves won't be aser. So the only iser that will come is an iser of a taroves of mashu. Of course, an iser mashu is just an iser of shame taroves itself. Right? Isn't that the way he concludes?
Yeah.
In other words, we're saying like this. We're saying, nitzuk is a chibor. So what does that mean? It means to say that there is a continuous cheftza from the cup to the bottom. Right? And we'll say now, what does it mean that nitzuk is a chibor halachically? What are we saying really? We're saying that since it's all one cheftza from the cup to the bottom, we'll give the whole entity a shame of what's happening at the bottom. So well, now we'll say the whole cup and stream, right, is considered a nis'arev with the yayin in the bottom. But we can't extend any qualities of it. Because qualities depend on how a thing is actually being affected. You understand? There's no quality of the tarovus in the top. We can't say it's a tasty tarovus. We can't say anything about it, because qualities come from the way it's actually affected, and it's not actually affected. It's only because a part of it is involved in a certain phenomenon that we can now throw the shame onto the whole thing. But the shame is involved in tarovus with the iser. That's it. Now, do I have something that will be iser just because it's involved in tarovus with iser, even though it has no expression of tam or anything like that? Yes, there's one thing, iser mashu. Isser Mashu is now the only thing that will fit into this category. Because Isser Mashu means there's a tarovas with no quality, no effect on the heter. Just it has a din of being the sarif. That's what Isser Mashu is. Isser Mashu means that the whole, all of the heter has a shame of Nisariv, but no qualities of Nisariv. So you're saying that's what will be in the top cup. That's what will be in the top cup. Adas Aslachi was saying that by saying Nitzuk is Chibur, it means to say that's how we can give all of the Mayan, all of the Yayin in the top and in the Beini Beini, the quality of what's happening at the bottom, because Nitzik is a chibur. I mean, say the Nitzik is a chibur means that all of the yayin in the cup and the bottom and the stream can attain one quality based on what a part of it is doing. Can all have the quality of Nisarev based on, we don't look at what's happening at the bottom to be happening to something that's separate from the top. No, so now it turns out all of it is involved in Tarovas. But factually, you can't extend qualities to the top. But I saw an interesting thing. I mean, the Rishonim, like I said before, the Rishonim are very difficult to understand some of these things. The Rashba is very a little bit confusing. And I saw an interesting thing. The Tur quotes the Rashba, and he doesn't quote all of it. The Beis Yosef is upset and doesn't know what's going on. But I mean, no, not in a negative way. It's just confusing. It's very confusing. He's dealing with certain problems in the way the Torah quotes the Beis Yosef. But I saw this funny thing in Darkei Moshe, unusual. You don't normally see like Darkei Moshe working on like a svara issue. But in this one, he tries to give a svara, and he himself sort of backs off a little bit in the end. But he has an interesting ha'ara that he wants to say. There's a difference between saying. He wants to say the Beis Yosef misunderstood the Rashba and the Tur, or the Tur at least, and that the Tur is that there's a chilik between saying something is a chibur and saying something it's a difference between saying Nitzuk is a chibur and Nitzuk is a tarovas. He wants to say because the Tur seems to hold that in the case that Chaim was mentioning, differently from the Ritva, that if a person poured into the Stam Yenam. So the Tur says he can sell the top barrel and he has to throw away the dummy. So the Beis Yosef doesn't know why. Why does the Tur say you have to throw away the dummy? I mean, there's no dummy of Yayanes, there's no stamianim in the top. Right? So the Darkei Moshe, which is the Ramah, right? You understand? He has an interesting chiddush. He wants to say no. He wants to say that there's a difference between Chibur and Tarovas. That if you say chibur, so then it just means they're connected. But tarovas means you have to actually view it like it's in there. And the Tur is saying like you have to actually view it like it's in there. But that's not the way the Ritva is learning. I mean, it's interesting. But you see, but I'm just trying to show you that we shouldn't feel so bad having a hard time with this.
He's just like mamash.
Something like that. And then he says, but there's a Rashba that says the other way, so maybe he has to wind up saying a very funny thing, that the Rashba himself doesn't hold from the Schilik, but maybe the Tur misunderstood the Rashba and thought that there was this Schilik in there.
I feel like electricity.
No, just to clarify, I'm saying that the other option, other than the Ritva, which it could be what the Ravid is learning, I mean, halachically, that's the way the Ravid holds, that all of it becomes the same. It all becomes the same, he holds. Whatever you're pouring it from, all becomes the same as the whatever you're pouring into becomes the same with what's and that's one of the questions that bothers them. Say, how can it be worse than if you actually pour the stuff in? It becomes a little bit difficult, but it seems like he does hold something like that. There are some wild cases that we haven't touched upon. I mean, no pun intended. There are some weird cases that are difficult. You have a case like this. You want to see a weird case?
Case like this. You have a barrel of wine, right? You have a barrel of wine, and then there's a hole breaks in over here, right? So what's going to happen? Obviously, all of your wine is going to start spilling out, right? So this helpful guy decides to put his finger over the hole.
Nice guy.
So now the Gemara makes a tefillah between the stuff on the top of the hole and the stuff on the bottom of the hole.
Right.
So the question is, will I say there's a tefillah between the two?
That's one barrel.
One barrel. The thing is, the stuff that's at the top, his koach is really preventing from coming out, but the stuff at the bottom never would have come out anyway. So now you have stuff that he's considered to be like touching all of this, but not touching this. But then you have a chibur of what he touched with what he didn't touch. So there's a big machlokas. I mean, the Rambam holds that this stuff is mutar b'shasil, the stuff in the bottom. The stuff in the top is also going on. You take that dumb guy's finger off and let it all fill out. There is nothing in the bottom.
I think that's the way the Rambam holds on that. They don't let the rivalry goes wild. But that becomes like a question. If Nitzuk is a chibur, then chibur should be a chibur. Okay. All right. So let me ask you a good question. Questions like this. According to Rashi, I know you didn't prepare this part, but just throw it at you. According to Rashi, ready? How does Rashi paskin? So it's a big machlokus in the Rishonim. Rashi, Rambam, Rif. I mean, basically, most of the Rishonim paskin that we hold, Nitzuk is a chibur for Yayin Esach. Okay, the only one who doesn't paskin that way is Rabbeinu Tam, as far as I know. So the psak halach is interesting. That we're makel behefsed meruba. We rely on the Rabbeinu Tam. Because it's the Rabbanan, and I guess they hold Das Yochid b'shasachak, you can rely on. So that's the psak. That we hold basically Nitzuk is a chibur, but they're makel b'shasach behefsed meruba. But here's the question. Like it would be a tremendous loss to you. Right. So here's the question. We also hold, Rashi also holds, that the koach of the guy creates an issur midrabanan when he pours it out. Remember that? That was the case from yesterday, that he pours it out. We said that there's an issur of koach only on what comes out. Okay? So here's the question. We hold there's an issur koach on what comes out, and we hold nitzuk is a chibur. So does that result now in the stuff that's in the cup being usur? The stuff that he poured out was usur because of koach. But then, now you have nitzuk. So whatever he had the koach on made isser, but the nitzuk throws it back into the cup. So Rashi holds, no. Only the stuff that comes out is usur, not the stuff in the cup. So Rishonim say, how could this be? How is this possible? How is it possible to say, nitzuk, it's possible to say, the stuff on the outside is usur, and not the stuff on the inside is usur. Nitzuk should be a chibur. So the Ravid says, of course, the stuff inside is also usur. Nitzuk is a chibur, that's the end of the story. But they want to say that Rashi holds, no, only the stuff on the outside is usur. Why? They give it just a funny answer. They say, well, it's in the Rabbanan, they weren't machmir. But conceptually, how is it possible? I mean, it's a funny thing. What does that mean, they weren't machmir in the Rabbanan? I mean, it should just take over. Did they like exclude it? Like they were specifically matir this case? I mean, it's a funny kind of a. You have the Ritva has that. You have that in the Ritva. So he says, "V'nira ki daito zal de kochol shel nochri midrabanan ba'al mahu va'filu tamed de gazru v'mayde nafik libra isra no." So the whole thing is a gezeira midrabanan. Is midrabanan. And even if you're going to say they were gozer on whatever came out for nisr hanah, because some hold it's only isr shasiya, the whole thing is isr shasiya of koach. B'may dekol legavoy, I'm sorry, b'may dekol legavoy, k'shem shelo gozru bo mishum kocho, kach hi kilu shelo ligzor bo mishum nitzuk libroi. So just like they weren't gozer on koach on what's inside, they're also not gozer because of nitzak on what's inside. Hikilu shelo ligzer b'mishum nitzak lebroi. Interesting. I mean, is there a svara that we can understand? So I think the only way to understand is like we were discussing before, and that is that he's saying, what does he mean? The whole thing is Nisim Rabban, and they were makel. They just the stam were makel on what's on the inside. They were makel on what's on the inside, and therefore they also were continue the kula down the line to knock out the nitzuk too. Right. Anybody have any thoughts on this? See, I don't think you can answer this halachically. See, that's the second answer. Second answer is that nitzik only works in Isser Anah, and some hold that what you pour out is for Shasiya, so you don't have a nitzik from Isser Shasiya. But I think he's trying to say, according to Rashi, like this, that there's a certain objective that we have here. The Chacham had a certain objective of creating separation from Yayin Nesach. Right, so when you have mamash yayin nesach in the bottom, so then you don't want, so then you'll say that what, that then we have the idea of chibur. Chibur is to yayin nesach per se, because you have the item there, you have the entity, you have the actuality of it is in the bottom already. So now everything that's from the nitzik is associated with it. You understand? But the whole chumrah of koach is just the whole thing of koach itself is just a din of relating back to yayin nesach. There's no real yayin nesach by koach. The whole thing is just a gzeira to, because it's similar in some sense. But since they decided that all you need in this case is what goes out, that's the extent of the need. You see that they decided the only need to break your association, the only need to have this idea of a hecker over here, that the koach creates a din of yayin nesach, so then there's no concept of nitzuk. Nitzuk is only being mechub, is because of the chibur to yayin, to the iser itself. But this whole thing is midrabanan to produce an iser to make you aware of the inyan. So in that type of gzeira, producing an iser itself to make you aware of the idea of yayin nesach, they deem that's enough just on what came out. So then there's no reason to extend it now back with nitzuk. Doesn't make sense. The only idea of, since you have to understand, you have to think. See, that's the question. The other Rishonim are arguing on Rashi, and they're saying, look, that's all. The question over here in these halachos is, Can you make definitions based on the tam to some extent? It was Rashi saying, look, the whole tam of the Isser of Koach itself is an extension from Yayin Nesach. So and they deem the only amount of extension you need is what comes out. Because basically the case of Koach would be like if a guy poured a glass of wine for you. Right? So you would be drinking now something that came from him, which is similar to something that he might have touched with his hand. So they don't want you to partake of it, to partake of something that comes from him. But whatever is left over in your glass, in the bottle, you don't look at it in the same way as coming from him. You understand? You don't look at it as associated to him in the same way as that which he poured for you. So therefore he held that the whole idea is to create an iser of association because of where it came from. That's how you distinguish the outside and the inside. Right? The inside, nothing was accomplished by his koach. But the outside, something was. So there were gozer on that. But there's no need any further now to extend it to the inside, because you already have the accomplishment. The iser on the outside itself is the accomplishment of the gzera. You understand? But if you hold, so therefore they just, the very din of koach included only this amount. Because all we need to do is basically produce a hecker of Yayin Nesach from this phenomenon. It's produced on what comes out. Everything, the inside would be meaningless. To extend the issue to the inside would be unnecessary. But the Ravid apparently held that's very nice in terms of reasoning, but once they made a din of Nitzuk and they made a din of Koach, that's it. The halachic system itself takes over, and now you have to combine the din of Nitzuk with the din of Koach, and you get more than you bargained for.
It's like what we had before with Rashi and Tosfos, the Tom versus the halachic system.
All right, so we have to leave Nitzuk now. I mean, it's as I said, it's very it's a very complex sugya. Let's move on, though. I mean, just I'm happy to get the basic concept over here, and we have to move on. Do you want to do the Gishta? I think. All right, I'll have to decide over.